just be smart about it a little bit, make sure we hold our composure, and we were able to do that again tonight. We had a similar situation down there on Wednesday at Fremont. We were able to come away with some crucial free throws and big plays down the stretch.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you guys kind of kept your composure down the stretch, and you were the team that kept your composure down the stretch of that Morningside loss theirs.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, especially to start that half, they came out in that nice 4-0 run, and then we, you know, tempers flared, and then we were able to compose it and regain kind of the momentum that we had for the majority of that first half, and we came out and pushed the lead again to double digits and just kind of just went from there. One thing, obviously, that we've got to work on down the end is some sideline out of bounds against pressure and full court pressure. Several times, you know, we're obviously, the coaching staff, we're not getting the job done, able to, you know, work on that and practice a little bit more to where we can break pressure and we don't turn the ball over as much and give other teams easy opportunities to close the gap at the end of the game.
Hastings had a 41-33 advantage at halftime, and like Nick said, they cut the lead down to 3 points at 45-42, but then you guys extended it out to about 10 minutes later, had an 18-point lead at 80-62. It's great shooting today. You had everybody basically in double figures with the exception of Jason Stacey. He had seven guys score, six in double figures, and you shoot 54% from the field. I like those numbers.
Yeah, exactly. I think we stayed really consistent. We were taking better shots today than what we had the previous two games, where we kind of forced a little bit with our guards. We got the ball into the interior a little bit more, either on the post feed. We post Jeremiah quite a bit. Wade had some good post touches. Kyler. And then we also drove the ball, and we kicked. And a key point in the game, like you said, we got up to 18, and then they battled back. You know, give them credit. They stayed in the game. They needed this game. You know, they were really focused. They cut the lead again to single digits, I think like seven. And then Wade and Fletcher hit back-to-back threes after Maya got a layup. So it was a big 8-0 run right after they cut the lead. And from there, we just had to hold on and make sure we made free throws and held on the ball.
Jeremiah Slough, 24 points in the ball game to go along with his 61 the other night. So not a bad week. Going to have to ice him down a little bit today.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, coming out, I think he tried to heat check a few times there and see if he had that hot stroke going. And then he did a really good job. I mean, he's a terrific ball player. He was able to realize, you know, maybe I wasn't going to shoot as well, but he caught great shots. I mean, again, he shoots 50% from the field. And he got other people involved, and we started rolling. And when we can, like you said, six or seven guys in double figures that scored, and we can do that. We're a very difficult team to match up with because we have so many guys that can put up so many different points in different ways.
So you guys are right in the thick of things still after the action here today as Hastings picks up a big road win for you today. Anytime you can win on the road in the GPAC, it's been tough. We've said that a number of times. Now we got another tough one at the Dog Pound on Wednesday at Concordia. Then you come home to face Briar Cliff, a big, big ball game. I guess both of them are big games next week.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, down in Concordia, I don't know how that atmosphere is going to be. They have a brand-new facility. Maybe it won't be as loud. And, you know, I think it's a bigger facility, so I think we'll be all right there. You know, this team, we had a three-game road streak right here, and that's what we're basically focused on. We broke the rest of the season down into these three games on the road, and then we're going to go back at home at three. But we set up a tournament format. The guys wanted to do kind of a tournament, get us ready for the GPAC tournament. These three games on the road, we played in a row. We said we need a win in advance. And we've won the first two games. Concordia is a huge, huge game for us as they stand on the top of the standings. And we win that. We definitely have the tiebreaker over them. And we'll be looking pretty, you know, right up there against Dakota Wesleyan and with just a few games left in that schedule.
That's our championship game of our mini tournament Wednesday night.
Wednesday night will be the championship of our game for our little guy, for our team here. And we just hopefully we can come out and play like we did tonight. We had great energy. We had great focus to detail. I thought our guys really honed in on a lot of things that we wanted to do as a staff, and they executed for the majority of the game. You're going to have lapses. You're going to have those moments. But we were really, really successful for the majority of the night.
Okay, Coach, let's go home. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Vic Bro is the assistant coach for Hastings. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
So Hastings College wins it this afternoon, 89-77 over Morningside. The Broncos ended up shooting 54% from the field today, 13 out of 57. 12 out of 23 from three-point territory, 52%. And they were 15 out of 20 from the free throw line, 75%. Morningside, 27 out of 73 today, 37%. 6 out of 28 on three-pointers, 21%. They were 17 out of 20 from the free throw line for 85%. Morningside out rebounding Hastings 43-32, including 18-2 on the offensive end. The Broncos turned the ball over 13 times in the ball game, 14 for Morningside, but Hastings College wins it by the score of 89-77. Broncos will play at Concordia next Wednesday night. Airtime 5:45, women's game at 6, with a men to follow at 8 o'clock. Again, in the women's contest, it was Morningside beating Hastings, upsetting the Broncos 80-72. In the nightcap, Hastings beating Morningside in the men's contest, 89-77. Stick around. Coming up next, Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic. That'll do it from Sioux City for 1230 KHAS Sports. I'm Mike Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio. High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball, championship basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio as the Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawks and the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders battle for the Centennial Conference Boys Basketball Championship here at Lincoln Christian High School. I'm Blaine Bulis, and welcome to this contest after Hastings College basketball, our third of three on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings today. St. Cecilia comes in at 13-1 on the year, the defending champions of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders are 15-0. Bill Gaver's ball club winning their way in overtime into the championship last night. And St. Cecilia beating Archbishop Bergen 58-37 last night after a slow start. St. Cecilia, the visitors, will start Dalton Seeley, Zach Sturr, Paul Getter, Joe Ryan, and Bo Schwenke. For Grand Island Central Catholic, their usual suspects, Tyler O'Connor, Casey Weens, Brandon Meyer, Turner Fay, Seth Wardeen. Meyer going off for 24 points and 10 rebounds in the Central Catholic overtime victory last night. St. Cecilia, Grand Island Central Catholic championship basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings. Zach Sturp, the big 6'10 junior, will jump for St. Cecilia as they go from right to left, and Brandon Meyer for the Crusaders. And we'll see these two teams both giving up around under 40 points per game this season. We'll see if the defense tells the tale of this basketball game. The chip controlled by the Crusaders to Turner Fay. Man-to-man defense for St. Cecilia. This championship game underway, and St. Cecilia at 13-1. The Crusaders at 15-0, numbers 2 and 3. St. Cecilia and the Crusaders in Class C1. Driving is Meyer on the baseline. Getter with the defense there. Turns and shoots from 15. Off, no good. Stirrup clears there. St. Cecilia will have the height advantage inside, of course, with Zach Stirrup at 6'10, and we'll see how the rebounding goes, too. Fundamentals of this game going to be a big key in this one. Valuable offensive possessions, man-to-man by the Crusaders. Ryan inside to Seeley. He turns, shoots from 5 off the backboard, and no good. Stirrup with the offensive rebound. That's his second. Trying to save it is Casey Weens. He cannot. It'll be Blue Hawk basketball underneath their own basket. Just underway, championship of the Centennial Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Wahoo Newman wins the girls' championship earlier today. Inbounded to Stirrup, tipped away from him, and a turnover in the by the Blue Hawks. Driving is Fay. He'll pass underneath to Weens, but he has no shot. Back out to Wardeen now. To Meyer now. To Fay, who drives. He puts it up on the glass. Rolls off. No good. Third rebound for Zach Stirrup. And a foul on the attempt there to rebound by Zach Stirrup. He's called for the foul. First one of the game. Zach Stirrup with the rebounding foul there for St. Cecilia. And inbounding will be the Crusaders. St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic for the championship here. They'll play each other February 12th in Grand Island in the regular season game. Inbounded to Meyer. Meyer underneath. Shot put up is going to be off there. No good this time by Turner Fay. Stirrup towers over everybody out there. Gets another rebound for St. Cecilia to Schwenke. Tight man-to-man defense by the Central Catholic Crusaders. St. Cecilia will play the same way.
Again, these offensive possessions will be valuable for both teams. Schwenka with it. Bow with the basketball. We're scoreless. We played a minute 20 to get it at the free throw line. Left wing now to Joe Ryan. Ryan one dribble and gives the basketball up. Knocked away by Casey Weems. It's off Weems and out of bounds. It'll be St. Cecilia basketball. Good defense there by Casey Weems. St. Cecilia to inbound on the near sideline, and Bo Schwenka going to have that honor. It'll be near the corner to our left here as Blue Hawks shoot to the basket to our left. Blue Hawks on an eight-game winning streak underneath to Stirrup. He will put it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled in the play, and Zach Stirrup go to the free throw line to shoot two. Again, Stirrup, the 6'10 junior, has 6 inches on the tallest, in fact, has about 8 inches on the tallest Crusader. Tyler O'Connor, 6'2". Brandon Meyer is 6'1", so Stirrup with the decided height advantage. Free throw up, in and out of there, no good. The foul was called on Tyler O'Connor. First one of the game on the Crusaders. Stirrup misses the first, he'll shoot the second. Fouled in the act there. So Meyer at 6'1", and Connor at 6'2". Turner Faye, 6 foot across that front line. Seth Wardeen, 6 foot. Casey Weems, 5'11". St. Cecilia with Stirrup and Gettert. The big height advantage in this basketball game, and they will have to control the boards for the Blue Hawks to be successful. 1-0 St. Cecilia. We played about a minute and 40 seconds. The corner is O'Connor. A lot of speed and quickness on the floor for the Crusaders. Bounce pass left side to Casey Weems. Weems for the Grand Island Central Catholic. Gets the screen but has no shot to Meyer. Right side to O'Connor for three from the wing. Going to be off there. No good. The long rebound to Joe Ryan of St. Cecilia. Ryan now to Seely to Schwenka, and the Blue Hawks across the timeline into the offensive zone. Bo Schwenka pass underneath to Ryan. It's tipped out of bounds. It's out Seth Wardeen. The officials will confer, and it will be off a Blue Hawk. Off Wardeen first, and then off a Blue Hawk and out of bounds. It'll be Crusader basketball. 5:55 to go in period number one. St. Cecilia, 1. Grand Island Central Catholic, nothing. Again, 28 wins for these two teams combined, only one loss. St. Cecilia losing at Gretna on December 22nd. Crusaders 15-0. The Blue Hawks at 13-1, and the Blue Hawks have won 8 in a row. Faye drives and a whistle, and he is going to be fouled as he headed for the hoop there. A Blue Hawk foul calling Bo Schwenka. Schwenka's first team, second. Well, again, the Crusaders relying on that speed and quickness, the patient offense here against the taller and more strength of St. Cecilia. Weems to the baseline, stops and pops him. 17 off there, no good. Gettert clears. St. Cecilia controlling the boards in the first quarter of play. Schwenka now has it across the timeline for St. Cecilia. To Seely. Seely into the lane. Put up a runner. Shot's going to be before that shot. It rolls off. No good. But a foul going to be called in Grand Island Central Catholic. And it's going to be called on Brandon Meyer. That's his first team's second non-shooting situation. Two fouls on each team. 1 point in the game for the Blue Hawks. None for Central Catholic. 5:22 to go. Schwenka to throw it in for St. Cecilia. Plays it in to Ryan. It's off his hands. It goes out of bounds. Turnover. Blue Hawks basketball. The Grand Island Central Catholic. Kevin Asher up exhorting his troops here as the Blue Hawks turn it over there, and Grand Island Central Catholic will have the basketball near sideline. Wardeen inbounds to Fay. Turner Fay, younger brother of Spencer Fay, who was a star for Central Catholic the last few years, and Turner is now the leader of this team, averaging 21.5 points a game. Driving the baseline is O'Connor. Shot blocked from behind by Stirrup and out of bounds. So the block by Zach Stirrup. O'Connor hit the deck. The ball goes out of bounds. It's off Stirrup. And checking into the game, Michael Hudek. Now, he's a 6'4 senior. It's a little more height there. Hudek in and Tyler O'Connor out. So the Crusaders get a couple of inches there in that trade with Hudek into the basketball game. He's their sixth man. Fay inbounds near the timeline to Weems. Right side to Brandon Meyer. Brandon with a right-handed dribble to the baseline. Stops and pops from 15, and it's good. Brandon Meyer with the first field goal of the game for the Crusaders. They now lead it 2-1. Meyer again at 24 points, 10 rebounds in the overtime victory last night in the semifinals over Lincoln Christian for the Crusaders. Meyer averages 8 a game. He had 24 last night. Baseline at Stirrup. Back out top of the key to Ryan for 3, and he traveled before the shot. Shot goes down from 3, but a travel on Joe Ryan. Another turnover on the Blue Hawks. It'll be Crusader basketball far side. They will inbound and come about three-quarters the length of the floor. Wardeen inbounds to Fay. 2-1 Crusaders, 4:37 to go first quarter. Centennial Conference Boys Championship Basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska from Lincoln Christian High School. Meyer with it. Gettert on the defense there. Pass almost stolen, but it goes to Wardeen. Left side to Weems. fakes the three. Now is inside the arc in the corner to Meyer for three with the left hand. In the hole. Five straight points for Brandon Meyer. And he's on an offensive outburst. Full court pressure now by the Crusaders in the backcourt. So Meyer with the 5 points for the Crusaders. Inbounded to Seeley, now to Schwenke. Now the Crusaders will fall back. Schwenke crosses the timeline. The defense there by Turner Fay. Schwenke with it. Right side to Seeley. 5-1 Crusaders. Seeley in the lane. A runner from five will bounce around and go down. Dalton Seeley first field goal. 5-3 Crusaders by two. Quickly front court. Turner Fay top of the key. Schwenke with the defense there. Ryan is on wings. Left side now to Meyer. Top of the key to Michael Hudek. Wardine for three from the wing. Bounces off, no good. Flying through and getting the rebound is Stirrup. Long front court pass to Seeley. He will shoot and score. Dalton Seeley on the fast break. St. Cecilia ties it at five as they beat the defense down the floor. 5-5, four straight for Seeley. 3:18 to go. First quarter, we're tied at five. Again, the Crusaders give up on the season. Only 38 points. St. Cecilia around 37. And there's an offensive foul on Grand Island Central Catholic. An offensive foul on the Crusaders. It's called on Brandon Meyer, and that's two on Meyer, and that is a big foul on the Crusaders there. Two on Meyer. 3:11 to go. Let me say the first on Meyer. Okay. That one must have been on Turner Fay, 24. Only the first foul on Brandon, so he does not get that second foul. Weans out into the game is Eric Ortiz, the 5'8 senior for the Crusaders. And back in the game, Tyler O'Connor. So O'Connor's out there with Ortiz. They come in off the bench this time. Hudek's out there. Turner Fay and Seth Wardine. Wardine, the defensive, one of the defensive specialists for the Crusaders. He's on Dalton Seeley. We're tied at five, 3:05 to go, and that was the second foul on Brandon Meyer. That's a big foul on Meyer. He has all five Crusader points now with two fouls at the three-minute mark. Schwenke front court for the Blue Hawks to Philip Hamburger, who's checked in for St. Cecilia. Philip Hamburger, the guard in, or Joe Ryan. Excuse me, to Joe Ryan. And down to Stirrup and a holding call on Michael Hudek. Hudek trying to play the defense there on Zach Stirrup. Commits the foul. A non-shooting situation. That's the fourth team foul on the Crusaders. NC has two. Joe Ryan out and Simon Ostrander, a 5'9 sophomore in there. So Ostrander, the second unit guards, Ostrander and Philip Hamburger. Two sophomores in there at guard. Inbound and Hamburger to Ostrander, now to Seeley. We're tied at five, 2:40 to go first quarter. Hamburger with it, gives up his dribble now. Left wing now to Seeley to the baseline. He drives in an offensive foul on Dalton Seeley as Tyler O'Connor goes flying across the end line on an offensive foul on Seeley. That's his first, the team's third, and the Blue Hawks turn it over to the Crusaders. We're tied at five. With 2:32 to go in the first quarter. Turner Fay, the 6-foot junior across that timeline for Grand Island Central Catholic in the home white with the blue numerals and trim. Now to Hudek. Michael with it, 6'4 senior. The corner now to Tyler O'Connor. Dribbles it out, back out between the rings to Eric Ortiz. Ortiz is a 5'8 senior. Loses the basketball, tries to save him going in the backcourt. Stirrup will grab it for St. Cecilia. And Zach Stirrup into the offensive zone. Turnover by the Crusaders. Philip Hamburger to the free throw line. Bounce pass inside to Getter. Just picked off by O'Connor. Another turnover for St. Cecilia. Turner Fay quickly into the scoring zone to our right. He drives into the lane. Shot put up and a blocking foul on St. Cecilia's Dalton Seeley. And that's going to be two on Seeley. So Seeley at 13 points a game for St. Cecilia gets his second foul. And Brandon Meyer, who scored all five Crusader points, gets his two fouls earlier. So we have two starters on the bench. Seeley will sit. Zach Stirrup will sit. Paul Gettert back in and Joe Ryan back in for the Blue Hawks and also back in Bo Schwenke. First rest for Seth Wardine. And a shot put up this time by Casey Weens is in and out. No good. Gettert with the rebound. Weens checks back in. Throws up a 15-footer there. No good. And Gettert controls. And we're still tied at five with 1:46 to go. In the lane, a pass off Schwenke to Gettert. Gettert shoots and scores. Paul Gettert using his strength underneath the score there. Off the pass from Schwenke. 7-5, Blue Hawks, close basketball game. Crusaders had a 5-1. Fay drive, shoots and misses, and an offensive foul on Turner Fay. We've had three offensive fouls in this first half, and Fay picks up his first. And the basketball back to the Blue Hawks, leading 7-5 with 1:32 to go in the first quarter of play. Thanks to inbounds Hamburger to Ostrander, back to Philip Hamburger. The sophomore Hamburger crosses that timeline into the scoring zone for St. Cecilia. Left wing now to Ostrander. Simon with it, drives to his left to the baseline, cut off there, back out to Ryan, back to Ostrander on the left wing. Again to the baseline, double team there, back out to Ryan. Top of the key to Hamburger, left wing to Ostrander. Ostrander bounce pass now to Schwenka. Poe runs it down, left side to Ostrander. Good quickness by the Crusaders. Schwenka will drive, put up a runner, and score. Poe Schwenka from 5 feet scores. 9-5, largest St. Cecilia lead of 4. Crusaders have led by 4 one time also. 9-5 with 50 seconds to go first quarter. Front court, Turner Faye. Defense by Schwenka. Turner Faye controls, goes to his right, stops and pops from 16, and it's good. Turner Faye, his first field goal. Turner had an off night last night, had only 5. Again, averages about 21 a game, had only 5 last night on 2-for-11 shooting, but he hits his shot there. First jumper for Faye goes down 9-7, Blue Hawks. Hamburger front court for St. Cecilia. To Schwenka with 24 seconds to go. Ortiz with the defense on Schwenka, lost it on the backcourt violation. It goes into the backcourt. And the Blue Hawks turn it over once again. Back in Seth Wardeen for the Crusaders. So Faye's out there, and Wardeen, Weems, O'Connor, and Hudek. 9-7, St. Cecilia, 21.8 seconds to go. Again, Brandon Meyer, a starter with 2. Dalton Seeley with 2 fouls for St. Cecilia in this first quarter. Crusaders going to go for the last shot the way it looks as Faye just on the inside of the timeline in the offensive zone with 8 seconds to go. Schwenka on the defense. Faye still with it. Goes to his right to the free throw line in the lane. Dishes off. It's tipped away and knocked out of bounds off a Crusader with 2.2 seconds to go. St. Cecilia will inbound, and they will inbound on the far sideline near the corner. Quickly back in is Eric Ortiz, and Turner Faye will get a short break here at the end of this first quarter. 9-7, 2.2 seconds to go. Ostrander to inbound. Rocks will try to get one down into the backcourt to Schwenka. He will throw it up from about 15 feet on the other side of the timeline off the wires and no good, and that's the end of period number one. So we played one in the championship of the Centennial Conference Tournament. St. Cecilia 9, Grand Island Central Catholic 7, back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the championship game of the Centennial Conference Boys Basketball Tournament here on 1230 KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. We played one quarter. Back and forth they have gone, and St. Cecilia leads it by the score of 9-7. Crusaders had a 5-1 lead. St. Cecilia had a 9-5 lead, but we've been close. We expected to be close all the way through. 4 points for Dalton Seeley to lead the way for the Blue Hawks, but he has 2 fouls. 5 points for Brandon Meyer for the Crusaders, but he has 2 fouls. So St. Cecilia will send out Stirrup, who checks back in, and Seeley with the 2 fouls. Joe Ryan, Paul Gettard, and Bo Schwenk are the 5 starters in there. Seth Wardeen, Casey Weems, Turner Faye, Tyler O'Connor, and Brandon Meyer. So the 10 that started the game start the second quarter, and St. Cecilia has the basketball to start, shooting at the basket to our left here, leading 9-7 in the second quarter underway. Front court, it's Bo Schwenka, gets a screen from Gettard. Left wing pass now to Seeley. Seeley spins, puts it up from 13 and good. Dalton Seeley with 6. He averages just about 14, and he makes it 11-7. Blue Hawks with another 4-point lead. Brandon Meyer now out there with his 2 fouls. He'll go into the offensive zone, and they set up the offense with Turner Faye controlling near the timeline. They'll work off Turner's dribbling out front. Wardeen for 3 from the wing off the backboard and rim. No good. The long rebound goes to Schwenka. St. Cecilia controls, leading 11-7 early in period number 2. Bo Schwenka now. Pass top of the key now to Dalton Seeley. Left wing to Joe Ryan. Ryan looks inside but has no pass there, and an offensive foul on Joe Ryan. He throws a little elbow there at Casey Weems. Joe thought the defense was a little close there and got a little too physical with Weems. The offensive foul on Joe Ryan. That'll be the first on Joe. And basketball back to the Crusaders. Weems now to Meyer. Right side to Turner Faye. And Schwenka has the defensive assignment there. Turner Faye at the three-point arc. Now to Tyler O'Connor. The 6'2 junior dribbles it out between the rings and passes to Seth Wardine. On the wing to Brandon Meyer. Back to Wardine. Right side to Fay. Gets a screen. Doesn't take the shot, though. Now to O'Connor. To Weans. Left side to Wardine. 11-7, St. Cecilia. 6:40 to go in period number two. To Weans. Off the screen for three. It's going to be an air ball over the rim and backboard completely over the rim. And an air ball picked off by Stirrup there on the rebound. To Schwenka. Into the scoring zone. Fay with the defense on Schwenka. And there's going to be a hold there on Turner Fay. So Fay picks up the foul. He's too tight on the defense there. The official's calling him pretty tight here. That's two on Turner Fay. He has two and Meyer has two. Seeley has two for St. Cecilia. 16 fouls, so non-shooting situation. Schwenka inbounds to Ryan. Back to Schwenka. 11-7, Blue Hawk. Every offensive possession valuable here tonight. Inside to Stirrup, tipped away and stolen. Meyer comes out of there with it now to Wardini. Lost control, has to run down in the corner for the Crusaders. To O'Connor, top of the key to Wings. Now to Meyer for three with the left hand. Out of there, no good. Tipped around on the baseline and grabbed by Gettert. Gettert gets the rebound and gives it up to Seeley in the backcourt, and he passes to Bo Schwenke with 6 minutes to go in the first half. 11-7, Blue Hawks. Gettert with it. Looking inside for Stirrup, but no pass there. Cross court now to Seeley. Eyes the three, takes it. Going to be off there, no good. Long rebound taken by Brandon Meyer in the corner. Now to Fay. Turner Fay for the Crusaders into the scoring zone. Pass the right to O'Connor. Now to Wardine. Seth with it. Gives it up to Weans. Top of the key. Casey with it. The 5'11 senior. Right side to Wardine. Cross court pass now to Tyler O'Connor. Now to Fay. Turner with it. To the free throw line. Still with the basketball. Lost control but gets it back. Bounce pass now to Brandon Meyer between the rings. 5:25 to go, second quarter. 11-7, St. Cecilia. Only 2 points this quarter. Weans deep in the left corner. Now to Meyer. St. Cecilia working on the defense. Very patient offense for the Crusaders. Brandon Meyer shot up off. No good. Rebound Stirrup. Again, the Blue Hawks just clearing the boards. No second shots for the Crusaders, so they have to be shooting well tonight. Schwenka now pass. Stolen by O'Connor, the Blue Hawks. Turnovers in this ballgame hurting their offensive production here. Stop and popping for threes. Fay off, no good. This rebound is tipped. Going to be grabbed by Gettert for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia had 7 turnovers in the first quarter. They've had more this quarter. 4 for Grand Island Central Catholic. And St. Cecilia averages only 9 on the year. Had 7 turnovers in the first quarter. Schwenka to Joe Ryan for 3 in the air. In the hole, Joe Ryan for 3. St. Cecilia gets its largest lead of 7. 14-7 now. The Blue Hawks up by 7, and Turner Fay into the offensive zone for St. Cecilia. For the Crusaders. To Seth Wardine. Zach Stirrup's guarding Wardine. Baseline Fay for 17. It's going to be off. No good. Seeley right there to clear. Stirrup and Gettert and Seeley controlling the defensive boards for St. Cecilia. 7-point Blue Hawk lead with 4:07 to go first half. Schwenka now to Joe Ryan. Good, again, tight defense by the Crusaders. Blue Hawks playing it on the other end, so a very good defensive effort by those teams. There's another pass intended for Gettert, a little too strong off his hand and out of bounds. Turnover Blue Hawks. Philip Hamburger, Simon Ostrand are in for St. Cecilia. Joe Ryan and Bo Schwenka go out, so the guards go out. Two new ones in, Hamburger and Ostrander. 3:55 and running now in the second quarter, 14-7 St. Cecilia. Blue Hawks shot 67% from the field in the first quarter, but had 7 turnovers and a couple steals. Underneath to Fay, shot put up short. Look at Chuck, tipped up and good. Turner Fay with the tip. He has 4, and it's 14-9, Blue Hawks. Philip Hamburger for St. Cecilia into the scoring zone to our left here at Lincoln Christian High School. Hamburger, still with the basketball. Bounce pass to Ostrander. Good tight defense by the Crusaders. Pass to the baseline to Seeley. He saves it in the far corner. Outlet pass saves it to Hamburger. In the lane and a timeout, St. Cecilia. Kevin Asher calls one as the Blue Hawks are headed for the bucket. Timeout, Blue Hawks with 3:19 to go in the second quarter. St. Cecilia 14, Grand Island Central Catholic 9, back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Central Catholic, only four field goals made out of 18 attempts in this first half, so they have not found their shooting eye, and they've had no rebounds in the first quarter to 7 for St. Cecilia, but the Blue Hawks had those 7 turnovers in the first quarter, 4 for Grand Island Central Catholic. It's now 14-9 with St. Cecilia leading, 3:19 to go in the first half. Blue Hawks have the basketball. So the Crusaders not shooting well offensively, and you've got to figure that's going to change. The Blue Hawks controlling the defensive boards. St. Cecilia hurting themselves offensively with the turnovers. And the Blue Hawks, 6 rebounds for Zach Stirrup. Dean Shaw, master statistician, right next to us here, keeping those stats. 6 rebounds for Stirrup. Underneath the getter, reverse layup is off, no good. Rebounded by Ween. The ball tried to put that one up kind of up over his head, and it wouldn't fall. Weems with the rebound. 5-point Blue Hawk lead. 3:08 to go before halftime. Wardeen with it. Seth for the Crusaders. Right side to Tyler O'Connor to the free throw line. Back to Wardeen. Gives it up to Casey Weems. Philip Hamburger with the defense there. Left side to Wardeen behind the screen for 3. It's going to be another air ball off the backboard. Tipped around. Going to be grabbed there by Michael Hudek, who's back in for the Crusaders. Ostrander tries to get the steal. Can't do it. Faye saves it. Now to Hudek. Now to Weems, left corner to Tyler O'Connor for 3. This one's off, no good. Ostrander with the rebound and a pushing foul called on Simon Ostrander. So Ostrander had a hand in the back as he tried to rebound. Pushes off for the Blue Hawks' first foul on Simon Ostrander. 16 fouls on each squad. Again, the Crusaders will take it in out of bounds, fade to inbound. Does to Wardeen now, to Weems. Corner now to Seth Wardeen, the junior. Wardeen, the six-footer, will slowly bring it back out between the rings. Pass going to be deflected by Seeley, and it's going to be off Dalton. Seeley trying to get into the passing lane, deflected it out of bounds. It'll be Crusader basketball. Wardeen to inbound at the timeline for the Crusaders. 14-9 St. Cecilia. It was 9-7 Blue Hawks after 1. Wardeen in the corner now. Back out to the top of the key. Gives up his dribble. Pass underneath to Faye at the baseline. Double team there. Back out to Wardeen. Somebody's open. It's Tyler O'Connor, but doesn't take the shot. The defense recovers for St. Cecilia. Right side to Michael Hudek, the 6'4 senior, to the baseline. Cut off there to Wardeen. Now to Faye. Turner Faye with 2:04 to go before halftime. He will drive Ostrander with the defense in the lane. Tipped away, but it goes to Wardeen. Seth with it now to Turner Faye. Right side to Wardeen. That's up for a 3. Off, no good. Another rebound for Seeley, and a foul going to be called on Tyler O'Connor. This is a very physical basketball game. They're going at each other on the offensive ends. The defense very tight. Again, the Crusaders come in giving up only 38 a game, scoring 58 a contest. St. Cecilia giving up 36 a game, scoring about 58 a contest. So Eric Ortiz, the senior, in for Tyler O'Connor for Grand Island Central Catholic. 2 fouls on O'Connor. O'Connor has 2. Meyer 2. Bay 2 for Central Catholic. 2 on Dalton Seeley. Seeley for the 1-1 as the Crusaders over the limit. Free throw off, no good. So the bonus not earned there, and it's still 14-9 with 1:45 to go. On court, it's Turner Fay. Simon Ostrander on the man-to-man defense there. He will go to his right, behind the back dribble into the lane. Pass is tipped away, but it goes to Casey Weems. He lost it off his foot. It goes in the backcourt. Weems will pick it up. It'll be a backcourt violation on Grand Island Central Catholic. Casey just bounced that off his foot. He went in the backcourt. Bo Schwenka back in. Dalton Seeley out with 2 fouls and 6 points for St. Cecilia. Hamburger and Schwenka and Ostrander. 3 guards in there now for the Blue Hawks. Zach Stirrup and Paul Gettard. 1:32 to go before halftime. 14-9 St. Cecilia. It's been a slow-scoring quarter each team. 5 for St. Cecilia and only 2 points in this quarter for Central Catholic, and they have not shot the ball well. Tipped away by Ortiz for Schwenka. Tries to save it, and Derek Canati hit the floor. The basketball followed him out of bounds, but good hustle there by the 5'8 senior Eric Ortiz, who's number 2 off the bench for the Crusaders. They'll only play about 7. That's about it. St. Cecilia's played 7. Ortiz runs into a screen by Ostrander. Ortiz is down in the backcourt. Great screen by Ostrander. The Stirrup, he will turn, put up a runner from 5. It'll go down with the left hand. Zach Stirrup with his 3rd point. 16-9, second 7-point lead for St. Cecilia. Faye front court. Gets a screen but has no shot. Turner with the basketball. With a 3-point arc, back out to Wardeen. 54 seconds to go before halftime. Seth Wardeen to Hudek. Michael with it. He it about 25 feet from the basket with the defensive stirrup. To Fay, right side to Weems for three, and it's going to be off, no good. Rebound to Stirrup. Again, no second chances, and the Crusaders, again, shooting poorly in the first half. It's 16-9. It's only a seven-point lead. Turnovers have killed the Blue Hawks, and bad shooting. There's another turnover for St. Cecilia. Driving is Fay. He will shoot with the left hand and score. Turner Fay with six. 16-11. Blue Hawks with 20 seconds to go, and St. Cecilia will probably hold it up here for the final shot of the second quarter. Hamburger across the timeline. 13 seconds to go. It's 16-11. St. Cecilia to Schwenke on the wing to Gettert. Gettert back out to Schwenke. Fake the threes inside the arc from 13. Bounces out. No good. The rebound by Hudek with four. To Fay with two. And he's fouled in the backcourt by Simon Ostrander. There's a difficult foul there. Ostrander fouling Fay in the backcourt, and it's a one and bonus. Turner Fay is a 75% free throw shooter, so the Blue Hawks might give the Crusaders two. And the momentum going into halftime, 1.4 seconds to go before halftime. And Turner Fay, a good free throw shooter at the line. He has six for this quarter. Free throw is up, and it's going to be in and out. No good. Gettert grabs it. Boy, Gettert throws it the length of the floor, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So at halftime here at St. Cecilia, 16, Grand Island Central Catholic 11. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Lincoln Christian High School. Blaine Bulis with you. The championship game of the Centennial Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. We are at halftime. Yes, it's low scoring, as you might expect. Hastings St. Cecilia 16, Grand Island Central Catholic 13. Again, these two teams give up 40 or under to their opponents this season so far. And it's 16-11 St. Cecilia here at halftime. The story on the offensive end for St. Cecilia is turnovers. They turned the ball over seven times in the first quarter. We'll have the halftime stats here in just a little bit. But too many turnovers for St. Cecilia. Grand Island Central Catholic not shooting the basketball well at all. And we'll have those stats also. They, in the first quarter of play, were 4 out of 18 into the second quarter of play at one point. They have only two players that have scored, 6 for Turner Fay and 5 for Brandon Meyer. And so the shooting has been off for Central Catholic, and you got to expect that that's going to change. Although St. Cecilia does hold its opponents to 34% field goal shooting on the season and 37 points on the season. So the Crusaders have struggled offensively. They have had really no offensive rebounds. And we can recall, because it's been St. Cecilia with their height advantage controlling the defensive boards, and the turnovers on the offensive end for St. Cecilia has hurt the Blue Hawks in this contest, so we have a close ball game at 16-11. Grand Island Central Catholic had a 5-1 lead in the first quarter. That has been their largest. St. Cecilia then scored the next 8 points and led 9-5, and the Blue Hawks led 9-7 after the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia then outscored Central Catholic 7-4 in the second quarter of play. St. Cecilia had a 7-point lead two times at 14-7
and 16-9. The Crusaders get the last field goal of the first half, and it's 16-11. St. Cecilia here at halftime. Scoring in the game for the Blue Hawks, Dalton Seeley with 6 points. He has 3 2-point field goals, 0 for 1 from the line, but 2 fouls on Dalton, so he had to sit a little bit of that first half with the 2 fouls. He has 6. 3 points for Zach Stirrup, 1 field goal, 1 out of 2 from the line. A 3-point field goal for Joe Ryan, he has 3. And 2 for starter Paul Gettard, and 2 for starter Bo Schwenke. Philip Hamburger and Simon Ostrander have played but have not scored for St. Cecilia. They are 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Only 2 Crusaders have scored. Turner Fay with 6. He had 4 in the second quarter. And Brandon Meyer had all 5 of his in the first quarter of play. The Crusaders 0 of 1 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia outscoring the Crusaders 9-7 in the first, 7-4 in the second, lead 16-11 here at halftime. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll have those first half stats for you. It's St. Cecilia 16, Grand Island Central Catholic 11. We're back in 90 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 23 East 14th Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
These two basketball teams rely on their defense quite a bit, and they're both getting a good defensive play tonight. St. Cecilia leads Grand Island Central Catholic 16-11 here at halftime in this championship game at the Centennial Conference Boys Basketball Tournament here at Lincoln Christian High School. Here are the stats we have from Gene Shaw here. Next to us here at Lincoln Christian in the basketball game, St. Cecilia, 7 out of 13 from the field, 54% shooting the basketball. They have 14 rebounds, 12 turnovers, though. That's the key for the Blue Hawks. They average only 9, 12 turnovers in the first half for St. Cecilia. 2 steals for the Blue Hawks. They are 1 out of 4 from three-point range, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, 1 block shot for St. Cecilia. Grand Island Central Catholic, listen to this, 5 out of 23 from the field, 22% from the field for the Crusaders, and they shoot well above that on the season, and but only 5 field goals out of 23 attempts, 1 out of 10 from three-point range for Grand Island Central Catholic. They have 5 rebounds, so the Blue Hawks have out-rebounded the Crusaders 14-5, 5 turnovers for Central Catholic. They only average 8 a ball game, so they have 5, 0 for 1 from the line for the Crusaders, and no blocked shots. Again, the telling point here, the rebounding, St. Cecilia 14-5 over the Crusaders. The Crusaders shooting only 22% from the floor. St. Cecilia with 12 first half turnovers, and the Blue Hawks lead it by the score of 16-12 here at halftime. Foul trouble. Really no one with more than 2, but St. Cecilia has Dalton Seeley with 2. Simon Ostrander off the bench has 2. 3 starters with 2 fouls for Central Catholic. Tyler O'Connor, Brandon Meyer, and Turner Fay. Of course, Fay averages 21 a game. He has 6. He has 2 fouls. And Brandon Meyer, who had 24 last night, he averages 8 on the season, had a great game last night. 24 points, 10 rebounds, got 5 in the first quarter before picking up his second foul, and he had to sit most of the second quarter, and Meyer has 5 and 2 fouls. So 3 starters for the
Crusaders with two fouls, one starter, Dalton Seeley, for St. Cecilia with two fouls, and Simon Ostrander, one of the guards off the bench, with two for St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks have played Ostrander and Hamburger off the bench. They played seven, and Eric Ortiz and Michael Hudek usually play there, the sixth and seventh man. Hudek and Ortiz in the ball game in the first half for Central Catholic. So we'll see how the stamina and the energy go in this second half of play. It's been an in-your-face defensive effort, and St. Cecilia with the five-point lead here in this championship basketball game. The girls' championship was won earlier today by Bishop Newman. They stay unbeaten. They're number one ranked in C1. They beat Lincoln Christian, ranked number two. Newman 49, Christian 34. Bishop Newman wins the girls' championship. Earlier today, right here on 1230 KHS, Hastings College women and men played at Morningside and split their doubleheader. The women lost to Morningside 80-72. The men beat Morningside 89-77. St. Cecilia will send out in this third quarter Zach Stirrup, Joe Ryan, Bo Schwenka, Paul Gettert, and Dalton Seeley. The starters, St. Cecilia will shoot to the basket to our right, and they're going to be on the defense the way it looks here in the first possession of period number three. Crusaders will send out the junior Tyler O'Connor, senior Brandon Meyer, junior Seth Wardine, junior Turner Fay, and the senior Casey Weems. So Weems, a senior, Meyer, a senior. So two seniors, three juniors start for Grand Island Central Catholic. And the seniors, Schwenka, Seeley, Gettert, and Ryan for St. Cecilia, and one junior, Zach Stirr. Crusader basketball to start this third quarter, 16-11, St. Cecilia. Inbounded to Fay in the third quarter underway. Centennial Conference Boys Championship Basketball. Fay gets a screen. Weems runs off that screen. To the baseline is Fay. Drives, puts it up short. No good. Getter grabs it for St. Cecilia and controls on the board for the Blue Hawks. To Bo Schwenka. Schwenka into the offensive zone. Schwenka picked up there underneath to Stirrup. He will drive, shoot. It will roll off. No good. Gets his own rebound. Shot put up again and fouled this time is Zach Stirrup. Now, Stirrup's a 6'10 junior. He's got the height advantage, the foul there. Brandon Meyer quickly picks up his third in the ball game for Grand Island Central Catholic. So that's three on Meyer. Meyer, again, only 6'1". Tyler O'Connor at 6'2". And that's as tall as they go up front. They bring in Michael Hudek, who is 6'4". And he's quickly into the game. So Brandon Meyer, last 26 seconds of the third quarter. Brandon just trying to do what he can against the 6'10 Zach Stirrup. And the third foul on Brandon and Hudek in. Stirrup missed the first free throw. Fouled in the act of shooting. The second one's up, in and out, no good. So Stirrup misses them both, and it's still 16-11. St. Cecilia now 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. Weems for 3 from the wing. Rolls out, no good. Stirrup clears for St. Cecilia. Zach Stirrup with another rebound to Schwenka. So the third quarter shooting doesn't start any better for the Crusaders. They missed their first three. Ryan with the top of the key to Seeley. Left side to Schwenka for three in the air. Bounces around and off. No good. Tipped around and a rebounding foul going to be called. Going to be a holding call on Central Catholic. Called on Michael Hudek. That's going to be two on Hudek. He tried to position himself for a rebound. Had the foul to do it. Non-shooting situation. Second team foul on the Crusaders. Schwenka to inbound for St. Cecilia. 7:10 to go. Third quarter. Schwenka inbounds to Gettert. Paul Gettert back to Schwenka on the wing. They look inside. They find Stirrup. He will put it up, and he's going to be fouled on the play by Casey Weems. Weems with the foul. That's his first. So the Crusaders don't want to give up any easy shots for Zach Stirrup, who got three that time. Stirrup at the free throw line. Zach, only a 47% free throw shooter, misses again. He's missed four tonight. One out of five from the free throw line for Stirrup. This is another two-shot situation. So 1 out of 5, 3 points for Zach. Eyes the second one. This one's up. This one's going to be in and out. No good. 4 in a row from the line. They're missed by the Blue Hawks. 1 minute gone, third quarter. Still 16-11. Turner Fay for three, and he scores. They call it a two. Two ball, Turner Fay. And it's 16-13. So a two ball for Fay, and he has eight. Schwenka across the timeline. 6:45 to go in the third. Bo Schwenka with the basketball, guarded by Tyler O'Connor. Right side to Seeley. Wardine on the defense there. A lob inside to Gettert. He's underneath. He will shoot and score. Paul Gettert with the field goal on the pass there. St. Cecilia
Tries to work it inside with Stirrup and Gettard. Gettard successful that time, 18-13. And a timeout, Bill Gavers. Grand Island Central Catholic with 6:28 to go in the third quarter. We'll take one. It's St. Cecilia, 18. Grand Island Central Catholic, 13. Back in 30 seconds.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth is proud to serve Hastings and South Central Nebraska. Call him today at 402-462-2920 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
1230 KHAS.
6:28 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Crusader basketball. On court, it's Tyler O'Connor for Grand Island Central Catholic in the blue and white of Central Catholic. The ball's Turner Fay, and Fay will give it to Weens in the corner to the baseline. Casey's pass is tipped by Ryan. They go for the basketball. Ryan tips it to Stirrup, so the turnover on the Crusaders. Nice hustle there by Ryan. Seeley inside. Ball control gives it to Stirrup and a traveling call on St. Cecilia. Seeley gave it up to Stirrup, but Zach called for the travel down the lane. Turnover on the Blue Hawks. So the teams trade turnovers, and into the front court, it's Turner Fay for Grand Island Central Catholic. Turner's engine is never off. He's always on the move. Now to Wardeen. To Michael Hudek. Michael with the basketball between the rings. The big 6'4 player gives it up to Seth Wardeen. Gettard with the defense there. Wardeen not really an offensive threat. He's a good defensive player. And that's his stock and trade. Fay with it. He's an offensive player. Out of Seth Wardeen. Wardeen to Michael Hudek. 5:35 to go in the third. To Fay. Schwenke on the defense there. To Weens behind a screen. Now Casey travels with the ball. Another turnover on Central Catholic. These basketball teams trading turnovers in the third quarter. 18-13, St. Cecilia. And these two teams will meet in Grand Island on Friday, February 12th in their regular season basketball game. Last year's regular season game was postponed because of the weather. They did not get it rescheduled. Too close to the end of the season, so the teams met in the sub-district then, and St. Cecilia won there. They'll play again February 12th. Here are the Blue Hawks with the ball and a 5-point lead. Schwenke to Gettard. Gettard right side to Ryan. Inside to Stirrup. Tipped away from him. And stolen out of there by Michael Hudek. Another turnover on St. Cecilia. Four times down the floor. The teams have traded two turnovers. Fay now to Wardeen. He'll take the three from the wing. Bounces out. No good. Seely with the rebound. Weens and Wardeen. And Fay will throw it up from three. The Crusaders have to rely on that three sometimes, and they have not been successful tonight. Underneath to Seely. Reverse layup is good. Dalton Seely with eight. St. Cecilia with another 7-point lead, and Seely's fouled in the play. 20-13 Blue Hawks. Foul called on Michael Hudek. And that's three on Hudek as Philip Hamburger will check in for St. Cecilia. It's 20-13 Blue Hawks. Seely has eight. He'll go to the line and try to complete this three-point play. Go Seely to the line. St. Cecilia has a 7-point lead, and there's their first 8-point lead. 3 points that time down the floor for Seely. He has nine, 21-13 Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia on the defense now. Turner Fay drives. Dishes in the corner to Hudek. Left-handed shot from 13 is going to be no good. Trying to grab the ball, and he's out of bounds. It's Tyler O'Connor, but a foul going to be called on Dalton Seely. So Seely with the body there fouls O'Connor. The third foul on Dalton with 4:33 to go in period number three. And quickly, Simon Ostrander is going to come in for the Blue Hawks. Dalton Seely will come out with three fouls and 9 points. 4:33 to go. Kevin Asher has a question for one of the officials here. Dalton Seely with his third foul. He has three. Brandon Meyer has three for the Crusaders. Michael Hudek has three also. We got three players with three fouls, and Casey Weens to inbound does to Seth Wardeen now to Tyler O'Connor on the wing. 4.5 minutes to go in the third. Fay will drive, gives up the ball, and a foul going to be called on St. Cecilia as Turner Fay takes off on the dribble. Coach Schwenke picks up his second non-shooting situation. And Fay to inbound. Two fouls on Schwenke. Fay looks, still looking inbounds now to Casey Weens.
21-13, St. Cecilia. Only 2 points this quarter for Central Catholic. They had only four in the second quarter. And their shooting has been way off tonight. Fay with it, Schwenker with the defense. Second team foul on St. Cecilia, that last one. Four on the Crusaders. Hudek with it to Wardeen. Seth Wardeen now will dribble it out between the rings. A lot of time to go in this one. We're about halfway through the third quarter. It's an eight-point ball game. Weems to the baseline. Ostrander there, back out to Hudek. Now to Wardeen. He gives it up to Fay near the timeline. Turner Fay will slow it up for Central Catholic. Turner Fay goes to his right. Into the lane, a runner from seven off the rim. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Turner Fay, who can really maneuver with that basketball, got to the right of the free throw line, headed for the hoop, and he was fouled on the play by Zach Sturup. That's his second. Fay in the basketball, on the basketball season, 75% free throw shooter, 50% from the field. He'll shoot two here. He has eight. 0 for 1 from the line tonight. 3:48 to go in the third. 8-point Blue Hawk lead. Free throw up by Turner Fay, and it's going to be good. He's fouled in the act. He gets two here. Makes the first. 21-14. Thanks to see a 7-point lead. Their largest has been eight. Crusaders have led by as many as four. Turner Fay now has 9 points. Second free throw is up. This one's good. Bottom of the well there. 21-15. St. Cecilia by six and a timeout on the floor with 3:48 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 21, Grand Island Central Catholic 15. We're back in 30 seconds.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
3:48 to play in period number three. St. Cecilia 21, Grand Island Central Catholic 15. 4 points this quarter for the Crusaders, all four for Turner Fay. Blue Hawks will inbound in the backcourt. It's Schwenke to Sturup. Back to Schwenke. Now the defense falls back for Central Catholic. Bo Schwenke will have the defense of Seth Wardeen. Bounce pass now to Hamburger. He drives into the lane. Bounce pass underneath to Ostrander, but he dribbles it out of there. Passes it cross-court to Schwenke. Tipped away and stolen by Fay. Turner Fay, telegraph pass there. He spied that one up and got the steal and scored. Six for Fay. 21-17. And St. Cecilia's lead cuts from 8 to 4. Hamburger into the offensive zone for the Blue Hawks. Right side now to Ostrander. Simon Ostrander. Looks for someone to pass who does to Zach Sturup. Sturup gives it to Schwenke. 3:08 to go, third quarter. 21-17, Blue Hawks. Schwenke with it. Between the rings on the dribble. Bo Schwenke for Hastings St. Cecilia to the baseline. Underneath for Hamburger, and it's stolen out of there by Tyler O'Connor. St. Cecilia turns it over one more time. Front court, it's Weems. Casey now will slow it up and passes it to Seth Wardeen. Wardeen right side to Fay. And Turner will bring it back out on the dribble between the rings, and he will start this offense here. Gets the screen, goes to his right, now back to his left. On the wing to Tyler O'Connor to the baseline. Puts up a shot, going to be off there. No good. He hits the floor. No whistle there, and the rebound, Zach Sturup to Schwenke. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. We're going to go to the wire here tonight at Lincoln Christian, no doubt about it. Good defense by the Crusaders using that speed and quickness. Timeout. Kevin Asher and St. Cecilia will take one with 2:24 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 21, Grand Island Central Catholic 17. We're back in another 30 seconds.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Every offensive possession is a battle here this evening. 38 points scored in this game. It's 21-17 St. Cecilia. They'll have the basketball. Philip Hamburger's out there with Joe Ryan, Bo Schwenke, Paul Gettard, and Zach Sturup. Dalton Seeley on the bench with three fouls. Ryan inbounds to Gettard, back to Ryan. Lost control of the basketball. Another steal for Central Catholic. Turner Fay comes out of there with it. So Blue Hawks turn it over one more time. Now to Weems. Baseline to Fay. Stays inbounds.
Passes to O'Connor, but no shot. Now to Wardeen. The free throw line. Back out to Weems. Casey with it. Underneath to Fay. Left-handed shot up. Blocked by Ryan, but a foul call on Joe Ryan. That'll be two on Ryan. And Fay will go to the free throw line. And Turner Fay will have the basketball in his hands quite a bit, we expect the rest of the team. He has six this quarter, 12 in the game. He has all six Crusader points in this quarter. He'll shoot two here with 2:04 to go. This one's up, and this one's going to be down and good. Seven this quarter, 13 for Fay. Again, a 21-point score. Again, with an off night last night with only 2-for-11 shooting and 5 points. Five-point run by the Crusaders after St. Cecilia grabbed a 21-13 lead with 4:42 to go. Fay's second's going to be good. He's 4 out of 4 from the line this quarter. Six straight Crusader points. They've cut the lead down to 2. Bo Schwenke with it. Inbounds to Stirrup. Back to Schwenke. Now to Hamburger with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 21-19. St. Cecilia's lead cut from 8-2. Hamburger with the basketball. Gives it up to Schwenke. Again, every pass, every possession. Again, it's a battle for these two teams. Gettard with it. Underneath the Stirrup, and he's held from behind by Michael Hudek, and that's 4 on Hudek. Now, they've got Meyer and Hudek 10 fouls to give inside the Stirrup as they... Crusaders have tried to prevent the Blue Hawks from getting it inside to Stirrup. Hudek has 4 fouls. He will sit. Brandon Meyer back in with 3. 1:46 to go. St. Cecilia hasn't scored for just about 3 minutes of this third quarter. Schwenke inbounds to Gettard. Baseline to back to Schwenke. Bo Schwenke for the Blue Hawks. And St. Cecilia having a hard time getting a good shot off. Pass goes to Hamburger. Tipped away by Fay. And Hamburger runs it down in the backcourt. Comes into the front court now to Schwenke. Left side to Gettard. Paul Gettard for St. Cecilia. Goes to his left with the dribble to the baseline. Double team there. Lost control of it. Off the fingertips of Tyler O'Connor. Gettard double team there. The good defense by the Crusaders. O'Connor just couldn't control it. Went off his fingertips and out of bounds. 1:25 to go. Blue Hawks with some frustration on offense. This Crusader defense really turned it on the last 3 minutes. Inbound it to Joe Ryan. 1:23 to go in the third. 21-19 St. Cecilia. Now it's Gettard. Gettard for the Blue Hawks. Cross court to Schwenke. Deep in the left corner. The defense by Wardeen. Schwenke into the lane. Puts up a shot from 7. Rolls out. No good. Stirrup rebounds and scores. Zach Stirrup with his 5th point. And it's 23-19 breaking the 6-point run for the Crusaders. They have it in the front court. It's Brandon Meyer and a travel on Meyer. Brandon Meyer travels. He headed for the hoop but took a step before he put the ball on the floor. Traveling on the Crusaders basketball back to St. Cecilia. 1 minute exactly to play in the third quarter. 23-19. St. Cecilia in is Eric Ortiz, the 5'8 senior for the Crusaders. And Brandon Meyer's going to go out of there with his 3 fouls. And he may be done for the rest of this quarter. Brandon had 5 in the first quarter, picked up the 2 fouls in the first. Been hampered offensively since. Hamburger front court for St. Cecilia. Philip Hamburger knocked away from him. He picks it back up. Hamburger to Stirrup. Back Stirrup cross court pass to Schwenke. Inside to Gettard. Back out to Hamburger for 3. Top of the key. May have been partially deflected. Goes out of bounds. And they say it was not deflected. It'll be to St. Cecilia. Just shot short there by the Blue Hawks. And it goes out of bounds to Grand Island Central Catholic on the missed shot. 42 seconds to go in the third. 23-19. St. Cecilia with the lead. Turner Fay will walk it across the timeline for the Crusaders in the home blue with the home white, with the blue numerals and trim here. Central Catholic, the home team, the number one seed in this tournament. St. Cecilia, the number two seed. And they're traveling blue with white. 24 seconds to go. Bill Gavers of Central Catholic says, I think we're going to play for the final shot to get it within 2 or 1 here. Unless we have an open shot underneath. Fay has the basketball with 15. Now to Wardeen, back to Fay. Schwenke has the defense there with 10 seconds to go. Turner Fay now will get this offense started. He's still near the timeline with 7. Now with 6 seconds to go, now with 5. Fay to the free throw line. Pass is deflected. It goes to Wardeen, back to Fay. Puts it in the air as the buzzer goes, and it's off there. No good. That's the end of the third quarter. After 3, St. Cecilia 23. Grand Island Central Catholic 19 back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Lincoln Christian. Three quarters have been played in the boys' championship of the Centennial Conference Tournament. St. Cecilia 23, Grand Island Central Catholic 19. So in that third quarter, Central Catholic outscored St. Cecilia 8-7, cut the five-point margin down to four after three quarters of play. St. Cecilia only one out of five from the free throw line in that third quarter, and the Blue Hawks only two out of eight on free throws. Central Catholic was four out of four from the line, and they are four out of five from the free throw line. Again, only two Crusaders have scored. Turner Fay has 14. Brandon Meyer has five. He had all five in the first quarter. Nine for Dalton Seeley to lead the way for St. Cecilia. Seeley back in along with Gettert, Stirrup, Ryan, and Schwenker for the Blue Hawks starting the fourth quarter. Casey Weems, Tyler O'Connor, Turner Fay, Brandon Meyer back in, the starting post player, and Seth Wardine. 4-point St. Cecilia lead. The fourth quarter underway. Nobody with more than three fouls in the game. Seeley will spin, shoot off the glass and rim, no good. Long rebound to Turner Fay. Fay for the Crusaders will drive. Put up the runner. Shot partially blocked by Seeley. And it is a good block. No whistle there. Seeley with the block. And Getter grabbed with a block by Dalton Seeley. And the Crusader fans wanted a goaltend. Schwenka drive. Shot up. No good. Tip by Getter is no good. Grabbed by Fay. Turner Fay on the run. Lost control of the ball. And he's fouled on the play by the Blue Hawks, Bo Schwenka. So we're up and down the floor in this fourth quarter. Played 31 seconds. And we've been up and down the floor. Nobody scored. And a foul call on Bo Schwenka, and that's his third for St. Cecilia. He has three, and Dalton Seeley has three. Four for Michael Hudek. He is in foul trouble for the Crusaders. Three for Brandon Meyer on the game. Non-shooting situation. Five team fouls on both squads, so Fay will inbound for the Crusaders. Does to Brandon Meyer. Meyer to Weens. Again, only two players have scored for the Crusaders. Weens, a 14-point scorer, has not scored tonight. Fay with the basketball. He has 14 of the 19. To Weens from 18, and this is good. Nothing but net there. And on cue, Casey Weens, 23-21. His first field goal. Inbounded to Stirrup in the backcourt. Back to Schwenka. 23-21, 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Bo Schwenka tipped away from him, lost control. Turnover. Wardine to Fay. Drive, shoot, shot short. Weens with the rebound, and he's fouled. And he'll shoot two to try to tie the game. Tyler O'Connor, there to get the rebound. And O'Connor to go to the line to shoot two for Grand Island Central Catholic. 6:52 to go, and O'Connor can tie it with two free throws made here. Foul called on Paul Gettert. That's his first. Tyler O'Connor to the line to shoot two. Crusaders four out of five from the line. Free throws up and good, 23-22. St. Cecilia's lead cut to one. They had an 8-point lead with 4:42 to go. That's been the largest of the night. Crusaders' largest was 5-1 in the first quarter. O'Connor's second one. This up, it's good, and we are tied with 6:52 to go, 23-23. St. Cecilia basketball. Pressure in the backcourt by the Crusaders. Inbounded to Schwenka. Now the defense will fall back, and there's going to be a foul, an offensive foul on Paul Gettert in the backcourt. Gettert picks up the foul, trying to set a screen as the Blue Hawks put the ball inbound, so an offensive foul on Gettert. St. Cecilia gives it back to the Crusaders with 6:49 to go. And the tail of the tape tonight for St. Cecilia, too many turnovers. We'll have an official count when it's over, but the Blue Hawks have turned it over way too many times tonight. And we're tied at 23 with 6:49 to go. Warding inbounds to Meyer, now to Fay. Turner Fay with eight third quarter points. There's a pass intended for Weems. It's knocked out of bounds by Joe Ryan. He gets in the passing lanes there. After three quarters, St. Cecilia had 17 turnovers in the game, eight for Grand Island Central Catholic. So the Blue Hawks had 17 through three. They've turned it over also in this fourth quarter. It's Weems. Casey Weems now to Meyer. Brandon Meyer to Fay. Turner with it. Fakes the three. Gets into the lane. Dishes to Meyer. He'll take a 17-footer. It's going to be in the hole. Brandon Meyer with his 7 points. And it's 25-23. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Sealy with it. Sealy on the wing to Schwenka. Goes Schwenka now to Gettert, and he's fouled on the play by Seth Wardeen. Gettert at his back to the basket. First foul on Wardeen. And the 16 foul on the Crusaders. Blue Hawks over the limit of six. They have 7-16 fouls on the Crusaders. Inbounded to Sealy, now to Ryan. 25-23, Central Catholic. Dalton Sealy, right side to Stirrup. Stirrup to Ryan. Looking inside for Gettert. No pass. Ryan to Sealy. Top of the three. Fakes the three. He'll move inside the ring from 15. In and out. No good. Stirrup grabs it, and he's fouled by Brandon Meyer. Meyer picks up his fourth. Stirrup got the offensive rebound, and Brandon had to foul for the fourth time tonight. 5:57 to go, and Stirrup to the line for the 1-1 for St. Cecilia. Now, Zach has made one free throw, but he's missed five in this ball game, including four in a row in the third, so St. Cecilia. This may come down to a shooting contest. Michael Hudek, the 6'4 senior, back in for Brandon Meyer, who goes out of there with four fouls and 7 points. But Meyer gave the Crusaders the lead moments ago with his field goal, his first since the first quarter. Zach Stirrup to shoot for St. Cecilia. Free throws up, and this one's going to roll down and good. Earns the bonus. 25-24. Crusaders 25% shooting in the third quarter of play to 43% for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia again had five turnovers in the third. Second free throw up and good by Stirrup, and we're tied at 25 with 5:57 to go. 25-25 tie. We're going to the wire, folks. No doubt about it. Turner Fay in the front court for the Crusaders. Directs a little traffic there. Man-to-man defense for St. Cecilia. Both these teams have played man-to-man all evening long. Teams set the screens. The defense tries to work through those screens to get to the shooters. Fay tells Michael Hudek to get out of here. Go to the other side of the floor. Passes to the left side to Weans. Weans down to Wardeen. To Weans. Casey will take the shot in the air. It's going to roll out of there. No good. There's going to be a foul. Going to be called on St. Cecilia's Bo Schwenka pushing from behind. As Turner Fay went in there to rebound, Bo Schwenka picks up his fourth. That's a big foul for St. Cecilia. The man who controls the basketball most of the time for the Blue Hawks, Bo Schwenka, has four fouls, and he will go out with 5:25 to go. Bo Schwenka picks up his fourth with 5:25 to go. He will sit down and Philip Hamburger back in. Turner Fay to the line to shoot the 1-1 for Central Catholic. Turner 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. He has 14 points in the game. We're tied at 25 with 5:25 to go. A lot of time. Offensive possessions are going to be, oh, so important. Turner makes the first. 26-25, Central Catholic. The Crusaders 15-0, ranked number 3 in C1. The Blue Hawks 13-1, ranked number 2 in class C1. Turner Fay eyes that second. What's in the air? It's going to be down and good. 16 for Fay. 27-25, Crusaders. Hamburger inbounds to Sealy in the backcourt. Now to Hamburger. Crusader defense after the ball's in play will fall back on defense. Hamburger guarded by O'Connor. Right side to Sealy. Dalton Sealy into the lane. Puts up a shot from 7. Short. No good. Rebounded by Weans. Casey Weans with the ball for the Crusaders. They have a 2-point lead in the basketball. 5:05 to go in period number 4. Seth Wardeen between the rings gives up his dribble. Passes to Turner Fay. Philip Hamburger on the defensive Fay. Cross-court pass to Weans. Behind a screen. Goes inside the arc. 17-footer from the baseline is good. Casey Weans with 2 field goals this quarter. 29-25. Central Catholic gets a 4-point lead. Haven't had a 4-point lead since the first quarter. And Kevin Asher takes a timeout. St. Cecilia with 4:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic 29. St. Cecilia 25. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Oh, welcome back to Lincoln Christian High. You can't beat this, folks. This is good stuff. This is an outstanding basketball game. defense dominated. Again, every possession has been a scrap. Like the proverbial pulling teeth to score here tonight. But a credit to these two ball clubs. They have both worked their tails off tonight. And Grand Island Central Catholic leads it 29-25. We still have 4:44 to go, but the Crusaders have got a couple field goals this quarter from Casey Ween. His first field goals of the game, if he gets hot, along with Faye's offensive production, St. Cecilia is going to have to clamp on the defenses even more. Gettert has it, and the Blue Hawks have to score on the offensive end. Inside to Sturp, he will shoot and score. The Crusaders trying to keep it away from Zach Sturp. The Blue Hawks trying to force it inside, 29-27. Nine there for Zach Sturp. Underneath Faye, shot up and good. Turner Faye with 18, and it's 31-27 Crusaders. Faye on the offensive end for the Crusaders. He'll have that basketball in his hands most of the time. And the Blue Hawks have the ball offensively now. Dalton Seeley will drive, put up a shot. It's going to be off, no good. Knocked out of bounds by the Crusaders. It's off Tyler O'Connor, says the official. And it will be St. Cecilia basketball. Back in the game, Brandon Meyer. Michael Hudek goes out. Meyer back in. Remember, he has four fouls. Hudek also has four. Crusaders have those 10 fouls to give, trying to contain Zach Sturp a little bit. Hamburger wants to inbound, does long to Ryan. 4 minutes to go in the ball game, at least in regulation. 31-27, Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. Hamburger to Ryan, inside to Gettert, and he's fouled from behind by Tyler O'Connor. We'll go to the free throw line. Paul Gettert for the 1-1 for St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks have made two this quarter. They are 4 out of 10 from the free throw line. Gettert will step up there for St. Cecilia. Paul Gettert at the free throw line. Gettert on the season, starting this week at 57%. We'll have the 1-1 here. 3:52 to go, fourth quarter. 31-27 Central Catholic. Paul Gettert has scored four. He scored 41 points in the two games earlier this week for St. Cecilia. Free throw is good. Now we'll bring in the substitution, Bo Schwenka. 31-28. Gettert has scored 41 points in the two wins this week for St. Cecilia. 17 last night. And 24 in the win over Boys Town on Tuesday. He has 5 today. And will shoot the second free throw. 31-28. Central Catholic with a 3-point lead. With 3:52 to play. Paul Gettert with 5 points will shoot the second free throw. Gettert's free throw is up and it is good. 6 for Gettert. 31-29. Blue Hawks down by 2. Faye, front court with a left-handed dribble for a Grand Island Central Catholic. Gets the screen, goes to his right. Right-handed dribble now. Bay with the left, right side, goes to the baseline, double team, hits the floor, shot up, it's off, no good. Ball bounces out to Bo Schwenka. On the floor still is Turner Faye. Blue Hawks at the other end. Hamburger to Stirrup, in the corner to Seeley, shot in the air, is in and out, no good. The long rebound goes to Brandon Meyer. Now the officials will call play here as Turner Faye hit the deck on that last drive on the left side of the floor here, underneath his basket, and underneath the St. Cecilia basket, and Faye hit his back, and he stayed down. St. Cecilia got to the other end of the floor, and the shot was no good. Central Catholic will have the basketball when we return from this timeout. Timeout on the floor with 3:28 to play in the fourth quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic 31, St. Cecilia 28. We're back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Back to Lincoln Christian High School. Let's amend that score I gave you as we headed into break. It's 31-29 Central Catholic, and they'll have the basketball when we come out of this timeout. Central Catholic scored 12 points total in the second and third quarters. They have 12 this quarter. Casey Weems hit a couple field goals. Turner Fay has 4 points. Tyler O'Connor a couple free throws. Crusaders 4 out of 4 this quarter from the free throw line, 6 out of 7. 8 out of 9, from the free throw line in this game. So they're hitting their free throws, and they lead by 2, and they have the ball. Wardeen in the backcourt gives up his dribble there, but passes to Tyler O'Connor. Connor back to Seth Wardeen. He crosses that timeline. Zach Sturp, the big 6'10 player, is guarding Wardeen, not really the offensive threat for Central Catholic. Now to Fay. Fay double teams. He heads for the baseline. Gives up the basketball back to Wardine. Now to Meyer. St. Cecilia trying to force the issue here a little bit as Central Catholic will control the basketball and take their time. They have a two-point lead with 3 minutes to play. Brandon Meyer spins. He's to the free throw line into the lane. Puts up a runner from five and scores. Brandon Meyer with nine. 33-29. The Crusaders get that four-point lead back. Two-possession ball game. Schwenker with it. Gives up his dribble in the offensive zone. And a five-second call, a timeout. Kevin Asher. Bo Schwenker was in trouble near the timeline. St. Cecilia has to call a timeout. To avoid the five-second call, 2:43 to go. We'll take a timeout. It's St. Cecilia, 33. Excuse me, Grand Island Central Catholic, 33. St. Cecilia, 29. Back in 30 seconds.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
33-29, Grand Island Central Catholic, 2:43 to go in regulation. St. Cecilia with the basketball. As we come out of this timeout, they'll send out Hamburger and Stirrup and Seeley and Gettert and Schwenka. So Joe Ryan on the bench here. Philip Hamburger in the ballgame. St. Cecilia, Wardine, Fay, Meyer, Weems, and O'Connor for Central Catholic. 2:40 to go. Here we go. With the basketball, Philip Hamburger to Seeley. Seeley, bounce pass to Gettert. Turns in the lane. Shoots. Misses. Rebound, Stirrup. Shot up and good. Zach Stirrup with six this quarter, 11 in the game. 33-31. Just not much Central Catholic can do if Stirrup's going to get it that low with a 6-10 frame. 33-31. Blue Hawks on defense here. Turner Fay with it. And the Crusaders will be very patient here. They have the lead. They have the basketball. They shoot free throws well. We seem over the six-foul limit, so we're shooting free throws the rest of the way. Wardine near the timeline. Stirrup's on the defense there. Now to Brandon Meyer. Gettert will defend there. Brandon Meyer now almost traveled, gave it up to O'Connor. Brandon almost walked with the ball, but kept that toe on the floor. Turner Fay fouled. But he had the basketball double team. Foul on Dalton Seeley. That's four on Seeley. Dalton has four fouls. Has not scored this quarter. He has nine in the game. Turner Fay back to the line to shoot 1-1 for Central Catholic. Turner, 6 out of 7 from the line. He has 18 points in the game. 6 out of 6 this half from the line also. I have the one in bonus, 1:54 to play, 33-31. Free throw by Fay is up, and it is in and out. No good. Rebound by Gettert. So the front end of a 1-1 miss there, and the Blue Hawks can tie or go ahead on this possession. 1:45 to play. Hamburger front court. Cross court now to Seeley. Dalton Seeley looks inside, but no pass. Now to Schwenker. Cross court to Hamburger. Hamburger back cross court to Schwenker to the baseline. Double team. Schwenker drives. Shoots. Misses. But he's fouled on the play. Bo Schwenker to the line to try to tie it for St. Cecilia. Foul going to be called. Brandon Meyer, and that's going to be it for Brandon with 9 points. Brandon Meyer is fouled out of the game with 1:32 to go. Meyer's had another good offensive game. He had a 5-point first quarter, none in the second and third, but four this quarter for Brandon. And five fouls on Brandon Meyer. 1:32 to go. He's going to foul out of this game. Bill Gavers will take the allotted time to replace him. It's going to be Michael Hudek, who has four fouls himself. And Bo Schwenka is going to make the Blue Hawks and Bo Schwenka. Now, Bill Gavers is going to make Bo Schwenka wait at the free throw line as the coach can decide who wants to put in for a fouled out player. Hudek in and Meyer out. Schwenka to the line for the 1-1. Each team with 9 team fouls. So the rest of the way, any other team fouls will shoot 2 for both teams. Schwenka will have the 1 in bonus. He makes them both. Will be tied. 1:32 to go. Brandon Meyer fouls out. 9 points for Brandon. Good effort tonight by the 6'1" senior. Schwenka's free throw is off. No good. He was fouled in the act, so Schwenka will get 2 anyway here. He misses the first, so it's 33-31. St. Cecilia, 4 out of 5 from the line this quarter. 6 out of 13 on the evening. Schwenka's free throw up and good. 1-point ball game, 33-32. Backcourt is Turner Fay, 127 and running, 33-32 Central Catholic. Pass underneath to Wardeen, blocked by Stirrup. Stirrup with the block, and it goes to Hamburger. Wardeen got behind the defender, was open, but Stirrup came over and blocked it. St. Cecilia can go ahead with a bucket here, 111 to go. Seeley gets to the baseline. He has four fouls. Shot put up. It's short. But Dalton Seeley's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line to shoot two for Hastings St. Cecilia. Turner Fay picks up the foul. That's number three on Fay. But 108 to go. Joe Ryan's going to check in for St. Cecilia after Dalton Seeley throws this first one up. 33-32. Seeley's free throw in and out. No good. Hamburger out, Ryan in for the Blue Hawks. 108 to play. Seeley with 9 points. Will tie the second free throw to tie it here with 108 to play. Dalton Seeley, the free throw is up. This one's going to be good. He has 10. We're tied at 33. 33-33 with 105 to go. And here comes Turner Fay into the offensive zone for the Crusaders. 1 minute to play in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 33. Fay with it. We'll see what Billy Gabers wants to do. If he wants to run it down, call a timeout, set up a final play. Or here's Fay to the left wing. Now back to Wardeen. Get it on the defense there. Steph Wardeen and a timeout. Bill Gabers, Central Catholic, will take one. 47 seconds to play. Central Catholic 33. St. Cecilia 33. Back in 30 seconds.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Lincoln Christian. Here's the situation in a nutshell. 47.2 seconds to play in regulation. St. Cecilia 33, Grand Island Central Catholic 33, St. Cecilia on defense, Central Catholic basketball. Wardeen, Weems, Fay, Hudek, and O'Connor for the Crusaders. Brandon Meyer has fouled out. The starter. Ryan, Seeley, Gettert, Stirrup, and Schwenka for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia, Schwenka has four, Seeley has four, Michael Hudek on the floor has four for Central Catholic. Wardeen to inbound on the near sideline right near the Central Catholic bench. Does in the backcourt to Fay. Schwenka goes for the seal, can't get it. Fay has the basketball now into the offensive zone. 40 seconds to play. We're tied at 33 to Wardeen. Crusaders going to run some clock here now to Michael Hudek. Stirrup comes out to guard him. Hudek gives up his dribble. Bounce pass now to Weems. Casey Weems with the basketball. Nobody needs to foul here. Nobody needs to shoot. 23 seconds to go. Crusaders may work it down, call another timeout, and set up a play, and that's exactly what Bill Gabers is going to do. Timeout with 19.8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to keep it here during this timeout. We're tied at 33. 19.8 seconds to go, so it looks like the strategy for Coach Bill Gabers and Central Catholic is we're not going to lose this basketball game in regulation. We're going to get the last shot and win it, or we're going to go to overtime here. So the Crusaders got the ball with about, a minute to seven to go. They've held it down to 19 seconds. They're going to go for, it looks like, the final shot. Unless they have a wide-open layup before them, they'll put it up to the hoop, but St. Cecilia will have to defend for 19 more seconds and see if they can get themselves to overtime here at Lincoln Christian High School. The Blue Hawks have only two field goals this quarter, but they do have six free throws, so they have 10 points in the quarter. Central Catholic has 14 points in this quarter. And they'll have the basketball to go for the last shot to try to win this thing in regulation. Out they come, same 10 people that went off the floor moments ago. 19.8 seconds to go, and we're all going to be up and standing here at Lincoln Christian. 19.8, Crusaders to inbound on the far sideline near the timeline. Steph Wardeen inbounds in the backcourt to Turner Fay. 18 seconds to go, Fay will have the basketball. 14 seconds to play, Schwenken on the defense, Bo has four fouls. To the timeline, Fay still has it with eight. 7 seconds. Gets the screen to Espe. Takes the three in the air. Going to bounce off the backboard and rim. No good. Getter grabs the timeout. St. Cecilia with 3.8 seconds to go. St. Cecilia will come the length of the floor. They'll have 3.8 seconds, so they have a chance to get a shot off here with 3.8 to go. Turner Fay got a screen, got a good look at the bucket from three-point range, but it shot it a little bit too hard. It went off the backboard and rim, and Getter grabbed the rebound, immediately called a timeout. 3.8 seconds to go. St. Cecilia will come the length of the floor, and again, we'll keep it here during this timeout, and we'll see what Kevin Asher and the coaching staff for St. Cecilia can come up with. That coaching staff, of course, now includes a Scott Wissing, the former outstanding player for Grand Island Central Catholic. Coach Wissing on the coaching staff of St. Cecilia. Micah Alsman and Brandon Bostic also on that staff. And Scott Wissing joining the St. Cecilia staff this season. But Kevin Asher giving the play to the Blue Hawks. They got to come the length of the floor again. 3.8 seconds. We're tied at 33. St. Cecilia free throw with 107 to go. Tied it. Crusaders go for the final shot. They miss. Blue Hawks grab the rebound. So here we go. 3.8. Crusaders on the floor. It'll be a four-minute timeout. A four-minute overtime if we go there. Both teams out of timeouts. So the Blue Hawks, both teams out of timeouts the way it looks. So St. Cecilia is going to have to get it inbound. They do to Seeley with three, to the timeline with two. He'll get a screen. Throw it up from 35 feet off the glass and rim. No good. The official says it looks like it would not have counted anyway. And we're going to overtime. St. Cecilia 33. Grand Island Central Catholic 33. We'll be back with the overtime in 30 seconds.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
For 3 days only through this Saturday, Hogan's Sporting Goods kicks off its 50th anniversary celebration with 50% off men's, women's, and kids' apparel in stock. And take an additional 25% off the list and sale price on shoes. 3 days only through Saturday at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, welcome back to Lincoln Christian High School. We're going to go to overtime here in the boys' championship. St. Cecilia 33, Grand Island Central Catholic 33. The Crusaders outscored the Blue Hawks 14-10 in the fourth quarter of play. And St. Cecilia and Central Catholic tied at 33. 4 minute overtime. They'll jump it at center court. Crusaders have lost one player to foul. St. Cecilia has Schwenka and Seeley with four each. Stirrup, Schwenka, Gettert, Ryan and Seeley, Fay, O'Connor, Weens, Wardine, and Michael Hudek. Hudek has four for Central Catholic. Teams try to match up. St. Cecilia will continue to shoot the basket to our right in front of their bench. Crusaders to the left. Turner Fay with 18 leading the way for Central Catholic. 11 for Zach Stirrup, 10 for Dalton Seeley. The tip is controlled by Blue Hawks. They try to save it, and Seeley does on the far sideline to get it. So first possession of the overtime to St. Cecilia. Bo Schwenka with it, right side to Joe Ryan. Ryan will get to the baseline, tipped away from him. Weems goes for it, tries to save it, and does to Fay. Turnover, Blue Hawks. Turner Fay on the drive, spins in the lane. Triple team there, back out to O'Connor, to Weems for three, top of the key, and it's good. Casey Weems with three, and it's 36-33. Crusaders lead by three. Weems has seven, all in the fourth quarter and in overtime. So he's found his shooting range, 36-33. Seeley to Schwenka, inside to Stirrup. He spins, shoots, shot short. Rebounded by Weems, saves it to O'Connor. With 3:17 to go in overtime. 36-33, Grand Island Central Catholic, front court. They have the lead in the ball, Casey Weems. Gives it up to Tyler O'Connor. Seeley on the defense. Seeley has four fouls, so has Schwenka for St. Cecilia. Knocked away by Seeley from behind and out of bounds off St. Cecilia. Seeley knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be Central Catholic basketball on the near sideline. Bill Gavers wanted that fifth foul, and Dalton Seeley didn't get it for Central Catholic. Bill wouldn't work the officials, would he? No, the coaches would never do that.
Central Catholic basketball, they have a three-point lead. Seth Wardine now to Casey Weems with 2:50 to go in overtime. The four-minute overtime. Weems with the three-pointer. The only points of this overtime. Weems now. Pass underneath. It's going to be over the head of Wardine and out of bounds. Backdoor cut there by Wardine, but Weems' pass was way over his head and out of bounds. Turnover Crusaders. 36-33, Grand Island Central Catholic with 2:40 to go in the overtime. Schwenk up for St. Cecilia into the offensive zone. Bo gives it to Joe Ryan. Ryan dribbles to his right. Right side pass now to Schwenka. Top of the key to Seeley. Seeley heads into the lane. Puts up a left-handed shot. It's good. It counts and he fouls. Dalton Seeley with 12. And he can tie it with this free throw. A foul called on Central Catholic. Tyler O'Connor picks up his four. He has four. Hudek has four. One already gone for the Crusaders. A couple of Blue Hawks with four fouls. Seeley at the line. He has 12. He can tie it with his free throw. 2:26 to go. Rolls off. No good. Another missed free throw by the Blue Hawks. 36-35. Grand Island Central Catholic with 2:20 to go in the overtime. Fay drives to the baseline. Spins in lane. Puts up a shot. Shot and scores. Turner Fay with 20. 38-35. Grand Island Central Catholic. What an offensive threat Fay is. He has 20. Close to his average. Seeley gets a screen. Has the basketball for the Blue Hawks in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be up and good. Dalton Seeley with 14. 38-37. Central Catholic with 1:50 to go in the overtime. Fay back. Out to Hudek for a two-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Seeley. That may not have been the best shot the Crusaders could have taken there, but they missed it, and St. Cecilia controls the boards once again. 38-37, Central Catholic by one. Schwenka now, baseline to Gettard. Gettard shoots a five-footer and scores. Paul Gettard with eight. St. Cecilia grabs the lead at 39-38. 1 point, St. Cecilia lead with 1:20 to go. Say to the bucket, shot up. It will roll off, no good. But Bo Schwenka just picked up his fifth foul for St. Cecilia. Schwenka is gone with 1:17 to go. He's been trying to play the defense on Turner Fay all evening long. Schwenka fouls out with 1:17 to go. And 3 points for Bo on the night and his fifth foul here in overtime. Turner Fay will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Grand Island Central Catholic. He can put his ball club back in front. Philip Hamburger in for the fouled out Bo Schwenka. Fay just had enough to get to that bucket and get that shot off and force the foul. He has 20. He'll shoot two here. First one's up, and it's going to be good. Nothing but the bottom of that. 21 for Fay. 39-39. 1:17 in overtime. Turner Fay. 7 out of 8 from the line this half and overtime. Second one up. It's going to be short. Grabbed by Gettard, so we're tied again at 39. These kids have got to be pretty tired. Hard getting that jumper off and those free throws. Bend those knees. Seeley shoots and scores from the baseline. 16 for Seeley. St. Cecilia up by two with 1 minute left in overtime. Seeley has six in overtime. St. Cecilia's lead is two. 55 seconds. Casey Ween has the ball in the corner now to Hudek. Michael Hudek for Central Catholic with 50 seconds to go. Now to Fay. Turner Fay, 2 points, St. Cecilia. Timeout, Bill Gavers and Central Catholic. 46 points, 6 seconds to play in overtime. St. Cecilia, 41. Grand Island Central Catholic, 39. We're back in 30 seconds.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
Back and forth we've gone. St. Cecilia has now grabbed the lead. Central Catholic got the first three of the overtime, went up 36-33. Dalton Seeley has poured in six in overtime, has 16 for the Blue Hawks. His last bucket gave the Blue Hawks a 41-39 lead. That's the score with 46.6 seconds to go in
overtime here at Lincoln Christian High School. High school basketball here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Championship of the Centennial Conference Boys Tournament. Bishop Newman won the girls' title over Lincoln Christian earlier. Out come the Blue Hawks, Stirrup, Hamburger, Gettert, Seeley, and Ryan. It's Wardine and Weems and Hudek and O'Connor and Fay for Central Catholic. 46.6 inbounding far side is Wardine to Fay. Philip Hamburger will be on the defensive Turner Fay. Now Boschwink has fouled out for St. Cecilia. On the wing, it's behind Weems, but it was touched by Joe Ryan. Weems was headed for the hoop. Ryan got in the passing lane, knocked it out of bounds. That ball would have gone out of bounds off the Crusaders, but Joe tipped it out of bounds because he thought Weems was over there to catch the pass. He's just doing his job. Fay with the basketball. Comes off the screen. Now head to the bucket. Out now. O'Connor for three. He's going to be off there. No good. Rebound by Seeley. Seeley with the board with 22 seconds to go. Two-point lead is down to 20. Crusaders have to foul. Into the front court is Seeley. Now to Ryan. Joe Ryan is fouled by Casey Weems. Joe Ryan will go to the free throw line. He's not shot a free throw tonight. Joe Ryan for St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line. Joe's a 73% free throw shooter coming into this week. 73% from the line on the season. Ryan has a three-point field goal. He will shoot two. Both teams over that 10-foul limit. 14.1 seconds to play. Ryan at the line to shoot two. This one's up, and this one is going to bounce down and off. So we'll keep it at least a one-possession game. Ryan misses the first. 41-39 with 14 seconds to go in overtime. Joe Ryan will eye the second. All the Blue Hawks off the free throw line. Ryan's second free throw is up. It's going to be good. 42-39. So the Crusaders need a three to send it to the second overtime. With 10 seconds to go, it's Fay. To Weems, long three in the air. Bounces out, no good. Grabbed by Gettert with six. And Gettert's foul on the play by Turner Fay. Fourth on Fay, but more importantly, Gettert to the free throw line to shoot two. Gettert two out of two from the line tonight. If he makes one out of these two, the Blue Hawks should win this thing. It's a three-point game. Gettert coming into this week, a 57% free throw shooter, two out of two tonight. So Casey Weems, who's been hot in the fourth quarter in overtime, missed that three-pointer and would have tied it. Gettert to shoot two. This one's up. This one's going to be off the front of the rim, way short, no good. So Gettert will shoot the second. It's 42-39. Three-point game, 6.1 seconds to go. Plenty of time for the Crusaders, but they need a missed shot here by Gettert. Paul's free throw's up and in and out, no good. Rebounded by Wardine to Fay. Cross the timeline with three. Turner Fay will get up the three in the air. Short, no good, and the game is over. St. Cecilia wins it 42-39. Turner Fay's three goes off the rim and no good. And St. Cecilia wins it in overtime 42-39 in a whale of a championship game of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Dalton Seeley gets 6 points in the overtime to propel St. Cecilia from 3 points down to the victory, 42-39 in overtime. The championship defending their title to the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. And guess what, folks? These two teams meet in Grand Island Friday night, February the 12th, in their regular season meeting. Again, the final score in overtime. St. Cecilia, 42. Grand Island Central Catholic, 39. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Moscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Moscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Moscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Moscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Lincoln Christian High School, St. Cecilia defends its Centennial Conference Boys Basketball Championship. A whale of a ball game in overtime over Grand Island Central Catholic, 42-39. This ball game tied at 33 after regulation. Central Catholic got the three-pointer from Casey Weems to start the overtime, led 36-33. Dalton Seeley scored 6 points in overtime for St. Cecilia. Also a field goal for Paul Gettert and one free throw for Joe Ryan for the Blue Hawks, but six by Seeley in overtime as he led the Blue Hawks, the senior leading the way, with six in overtime, had 16 in the game, and St. Cecilia outscored the Crusaders 9-6 in overtime and won it 42-39, despite the fact that the Blue Hawks, down the stretch where they could have extended that lead to 4 points, missed three free throws down that stretch in that fourth quarter, did get one from Joe Ryan and the three field goals in that overtime from Dalton Seeley. And the Blue Hawks won it by the score of 42-39. This game close pretty much all the way. Grand Island Central Catholic jumped out to a 5-1 lead, but St. Cecilia scored the next eight, went up 9-5, led 9-7 after one. St. Cecilia had a 7-point lead twice in the second quarter, 14-7 and 16-9. It was 16-11 at halftime. Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia grabbed its largest lead and the biggest lead of the night in the basketball game, 8 points, 21-13 with 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Central Catholic, though, comes right back and scores the next six. It was 21-19. At that point, St. Cecilia led 23-19 after three quarters of play. Central Catholic then got the basketball game tied at 23 with 6:52 to go. We were tied at 25 with 5:57 to go. And at that point, the Crusaders scored the next four. They led 29-25. They led 31-27. Crusaders led 33-29. St. Cecilia scored the final 4 points of the fourth quarter and had it tied, and we went into overtime at 33-33. Central Catholic had the last good shot of regulation. It would not go down, and we went into overtime tied at 33. And then the Blue Hawks outscored the Crusaders 9-6 in the overtime, including 6 points for Dalton Seeley in that overtime as St. Cecilia wins it 42-39. Central Catholic had a shot at the end on a three-point field goal and one before that to tie it before the final shot. So they had a shot at the end and a shot before that before their final foul of the game. So two threes missed late in that game in overtime for Central Catholic. And you live by the three, I guess, you die by it. And St. Cecilia wins it 42-39 in overtime here tonight. For St. Cecilia, Dalton Seeley had 16, including that six in overtime to lead the way, 11 for Zach Stirrup, 8 for Paul Gettert, 4 for Joe Ryan, and 3 for Bo Schwenke. Philip Hamburger, Simon Ostrander played, did not score for the Blue Hawks. 16 for Seeley, 11 for Stirrup, 8 for Gettert, 4 for Ryan, 3 for Bo Schwenke. 21 points for Turner Fay at 21 of their 39 for the Crusaders. 9 for Brandon Meyer, 5 in the first quarter, 4 in the fourth before he fouled out. 9 for Meyer, 7 for Casey Weems. Casey didn't score until the fourth quarter. He had 2 2-point field goals, then hit the opening score of the overtime with a 3-point field goal. He had 7 and 2 points for Tyler O'Connor from the free throw line. Seth Wardeen, the starter, did not score. Michael Hudek and Eric Ortiz off the bench, numbers 6 and 7 for Central Catholic, did not score. 21 for Turner Fay, 9 for Brandon Meyer, 7 for Casey Weems, and 2 for Tyler O'Connor. But St. Cecilia wins it in overtime, 42 to 39. 42 to 39, St. Cecilia in overtime as they go to 14-1 on the year. And the first loss of the season for Grand Island Central Catholic, they fall to 15-1. And again, these two teams will play on Friday, February 12th, at Grand Island Central Catholic in their regular season meeting. Well, that will do it for the play-by-play here from Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia defends its Centennial Conference Boys Championship with a 42-39 overtime victory over Grand Island Central Catholic. But stay tuned. We have more post-game activity for you here on 1230 KHS. We'll name our St. Cecilia player of the game. That program's up next. Then after that, we hope to have a chance to talk to Kevin Asher, the boys basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, on the coaches' post-game show. Again, the final score in overtime, St. Cecilia 42, Grand Island Central Catholic 39. Stay tuned. The player of the game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA-eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Farm Bureau Financial Services is an independent and authorized insurance producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in Hastings and South Central Nebraska, call Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth at 402-462-2920.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
This is the player of the game. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Lincoln Christian High School. St. Cecilia wins it in overtime in the championship game of the Centennial Conference Tournament, 42-39 over Grand Island Central Catholic. The Bluehawks outscoring the Crusaders 9-6 in overtime, including 6 for Dalton Seeley, 6 of his 16 in the ball game, 11 for Zach Sturr for St. Cecilia. Good defensive effort, rebounding by the Bluehawks on the night, and St. Cecilia wins it 42-39 in overtime. 16 for Seeley, 11 for Sturr, 8 for Gettert, 4 for Joe Ryan, and 3 for Bo Schwenk as the five starters do the scoring. Bracing St. Cecilia will name our Bluehawk player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Well, welcome back to Lincoln Christian High School, our player of the game tonight. Well, we got to give it to Hastings St. Cecilia's Dalton Seeley. Dalton has 16 to lead the way, but I think more importantly, he gets 6 of those 16 in the fourth quarter. He took it upon himself, and the coaching staff said, let's let Dalton do the job here if he can, and he stepped up tonight. That the proverbial cliche of stepping up, but he certainly did in the fourth quarter with the four fouls, playing with four fouls too. Dalton has 6 in overtime, and St. Cecilia won it by the score of 42-39. Won't be the first player of the game certificate Dalton Seeley's won. It won't be the last either, probably, but with 16 and leading the Blue Hawks in that overtime, the senior Dalton Seeley will be our Blue Hawk player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is coming right up.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Welcome back to Lincoln Christian High School. Kevin Asher is joining us, boys basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, as the Blue Hawks win the championship for the second year in a row at the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, beating Grand Island Central Catholic in overtime, 42-39. Well, Coach, I'm sure your players are very spent. What a ball game. What an overtime. Just a great night, and your kids hang in, when it looked like Central Catholic had control of the game late, but your guys did the job and won this thing in overtime. But a good credit to your kids tonight.
Yeah, it was. And one thing I really noticed, I really sat back in the fourth quarter and just evaluated, how we were emotionally, because of the fact that, you know, this group hasn't been put on the line very often, you know, in athletics. You know, they've had a lot of blowout wins this season, and we knew Central Catholic wasn't going to be that way, and I knew that. I said, I think the first team to 35 is going to win the game. I said that this afternoon. I didn't tell the kids that, but we were a little bit frustrated, and that all that credit goes to Grand Island Central Catholic. They just do a tremendous job defensively of taking some of the things that we wanted away, and so I noticed in our huddles and our team timeouts that our team really pulled together, and that's what they should. You know, you want that from the start, but when you're a frustrated basketball player, it makes it a lot tougher.
The Blue Hawks in the basketball game hurt in the first half by turnovers. You might have had a larger lead than what you did have at halftime in the game. Did control the board. You expected to do that. Played the good defense. Turnovers really hurt you in the first half of play, but you really got that turned around in the third, fourth quarter, and in the overtime. Much, much better.
Yeah, and we talked about that at half. You know, they do such a nice job of their help defense that some of the things we were getting, different times during the season, you know, we're not getting it. So we had to try different angles. We had to try a different location of our players to start our offense. They're hard to screen because they move so well. But they definitely did a nice job of getting us frustrated with our ball handling. And we were just being impatient. I mean, we wanted to score on every touch instead of just trying to work together as a team. So this is a great learning experience for our kids to go back and look at some film, find out what we can do a little bit better. You know, in a couple of weeks, we'll play them again.
Well, Coach, you may be talking about the emotional state maybe late in that ball game, but you could be pretty happy with things, I'm sure. Look at overtime. 4 out of 5 from the floor, and Dalton Seeley says, I guess, give me the ball. I'll score. He'll do the job, you know, and he ended up with 6 in overtime, 16 in the game. So your guys really did value that offensive possessions in overtime, and Dalton really came through, really stepped up tonight.
Yeah, he did. He's a senior. He's been here before. He didn't shake, you know, and we felt confident going into the overtime, and then they come out right away and get up on us, and we do a nice job of just getting the ball to, you know, guys that are going to be confident in that situation. And Dalton and Zach, you know, I heard Zach. He said, hey, we can win this right here inside the paint. And so Dalton, we told him to try to get to the rim as much as he could, and he did. And, you know, he made plays for us.
The all-around effort by everyone concerned was great on both sides of the ball, Coach. Boy, what a measuring stick for these two teams, you know, as you go into the rest of the schedule. This was a great game, great competition. And, boy, it can only help both teams down the road. And I'm sure your guys feel very, very good about winning this game, because they did the job tonight to win it.
Yeah, you know, you come into this game and you don't want it to be a make or break game. I mean, and both coaches understand that. You know, it was just going to be a great, hard-fought battle, and you know, it wasn't make or break. You know, but it was for a conference championship, and both teams want that piece of hardware, and it was hard fought. You know, the kids, I thought it was, you know, as for as physical as it was and for as tough a defense as played out there, I thought the kids kept their heads pretty good and played pretty well.
The season is a process, isn't it, Coach? I know we talk about that a lot, but this is the kind of thing you're going to see at tournament time, and if you're fortunate enough to get back to the state tournament, it's going to be games just exactly like this, so it's good you go through games like this during the regular season.
Yeah, it sure is. We talk about the journey all the time and the process and all the things, preparation and so forth. You know, you're not going to face a team, you know, like Grand Island Central Catholic every night that just gives it their all every single time out. And, you know, I haven't been around long enough, but I know it's a pretty good rivalry between the two schools. So, you know, whether it's for the conference championship or not, you know, we're going to have to play them here in another week. Who knows? We may end up playing them at the state tournament if we're fortunate there. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things where it's a great deal for the kids because they'll remember this for a long time, and you're right, the journey and the process is part of this, and this will really help both teams come district time because it'll be a pressure cooker then.
And it's the journey and the process not just for the kids who are seniors like the Seelys and the Getters, but those younger kids who played and the younger ones who didn't play, watching this thing from the bench and being involved in this, not really nothing you can take bad out of this, I don't think, with Lincoln Lutheran coming to town next week. You're going to go into practice Monday with a little better step in the practice, I would think, Coach.
Exactly. And you mentioned the younger kids, and for our sophomores to step in and play under pressure. And then I told Phil Hamburger, I said, I want you to run the point, you know, at different times. And he stepped up, and he did a nice job of just ball handling and things like that. So you really you got to give credit to the entire team. They prepared well. They walked through well this morning. You know, like we've said, we know a lot about GICC, and they know probably even more about us. So it's just a great game, great atmosphere, and a great conference tournament.
And the championship to St. Cecilia in overtime. And your guys can enjoy it, I guess, maybe tomorrow, Coach. But Monday, here we go again, Lincoln Lutheran next Saturday. So we have a little time to enjoy, but it's a back to work come Monday, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, you got to let the kids enjoy it. They're high school kids, and we'll be back to work on Monday, and we've got a full week to kind of, you know, really work things out. And then, you know, we've got Lincoln Lutheran. We got a matter of four games in 7 days next week, and that, you know, that's where we kind of liked our schedule. We get out of the conference tournament, have a week to go over some things, and then all of a sudden we've got, you know, four games in 7 days through that next week. So it'll prepare us. This will help us down the road, and you know, it was just a great game.
Coach, congratulations, especially to the guys, the overtime victory, and all concerned, great job, and congratulations. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Blaine. Thanks for covering us.
Kevin Asher, boys basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. They win it in overtime, 42-39. We'll take our break and wrap things up right after this.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
And welcome back to Lincoln Christian. We'll wrap things up here with St. Cecilia winning at 42-39 in overtime. The Blue Hawks go 4 out of 5 in that overtime for 80% shooting in the overtime. In regulation, they were 16 out of 33 for 48%. 30% from the field for Grand Island Central Catholics. They did not shoot the ball very well until late in the basketball game. St. Cecilia with 20 turnovers and 21 in the game for St. Cecilia, 10 for Grand Island Central Catholic, and the rebound, 17 for Central Catholic, 35 for St. Cecilia, and the Blue Hawks won it in overtime, 42-39, 16 for Dalton Seeley and 11 for Zach Stirrup to lead the way. St. Cecilia now 14-1 on the year. They'll host Lincoln Lutheran next Saturday. Grand Island Central Catholic, its first loss of the year. They are now 15-1 on this basketball season. I believe the next outing for Central Catholics is with Lexington, as they'll play down the road against Lexington in their next encounter. Other basketball locally today, Hastings College women and men split at Morningside. The Morningside women beat Hastings College 80-72. Hastings College men beat Morningside 89-77. So 16 for Seeley, 11 for Stirrup. St. Cecilia outscoring the Crusaders 9-6 in overtime. St. Cecilia wins its second consecutive Centennial Conference Boys Basketball Championship, beating Grand Island Central Catholic 42-39. That will wrap things up here at Lincoln Christian as the lights begin to go out here at Lincoln Christian High School. And again, a great job by the folks at Lincoln Christian hosting the semifinals and finals of the girls and boys basketball tournament. The Bishop Newman girls won the girls' championship over Lincoln Christian earlier today by the score of 49-34. The boys' championship final score in overtime, Hastings St. Cecilia 42, Grand Island Central Catholic 39. For Tyler Maffitt, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.